This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Have you lived like a woman week?
Yeah, well.
How was your time at the gas station?
I was, you know, I had to fill up my car, which is not fun in this weather. You're like, damn, do I want to stop? But I'm on E and I don't want to wait. So I'll, you know, I get out of the car. I put my debit card in the machine like everyone, like most people. What?
I'm in my head thinking where the story could go.
What do you think happened? Because I've never seen this in my whole life, ever seen this happen at a gas station when I was putting gas in my car, and I still don't know what to think of it.
I'm wondering if the machine ate your card.
No.
Or if you lit it.
Much more dangerous.
Okay. Then
much more
just
dangerous.
Go on, I'm sorry, just go on.
Because there's nothing in my account. The damn thing can eat my machine, eat my car, the machine. I put my debit card in. It accepts or whatever. Maybe I had to put my zip code or my whatever it makes you do at the pump. Who cares? I take the debit card out and then it's like lift that, you know, pick it up and lift the nozzle. And then thank God you have to push the button for the type of gas you want, because you know this. I've never seen this. And please tell me if you've seen this. When I pulled the gas thing out, it was still, somebody had it locked. You know how like when you put the gas in your car and you stick it so you can get back in your car and sit there while it pumps itself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody left it totally on, stuck. And I was like, dude, I was like, so what if is gas going to shoot everywhere?
No,
because I have to hit the type of gas before. But imagine if I had done something stupid.
Dude. Right.
And I don't even know if it lets you pick the gas before you lift the nozzle.
Well, there's a safety thing in it that it won't pump. Like, you have to release it for it to get the pressure, and then you have to repump
it. Thank God.
So you would
have
been okay.
Have you ever picked up a gas pump that had it stuck still inside where the person didn't let it be?
No.
Does that make sense what I'm trying to say?
It does make sense. When you're pumping gas, you don't want to sit there holding the pump with your hand, right? So you have the little switch to hold it pumped in.
And you can get in your car or do whatever.
It looks like somebody kept it like that, squeezed, and then just put it right back on the machine. So what you're saying, right?
They did. And then when I got done, so it scared me because I was like, oh my God, who did that? Was that like intentional? Was that an accident? But then when I got done putting gas in my car, then I realized it popped, but it still stayed locked, which means some moron put the locked one just back in and didn't even like release it.
Come on,
they must have been real out of it that day.
Or just in a hurry. They didn't realize they were doing it.
We're screwing around with gasoline, people.
Yeah, I don't think somebody did it intentionally out of malicious, like, whoa, I'll get the next person.
But there are times to be cuckoo, and there's times to lose your mind driving down an interstate, probably not one of them.
I've seen people driving down the road with the gas nozzle sticking in the actual gas pump. Like they had driven off and it was just hanging out the side of her car.
Which still makes me laugh.
It was ridiculous.
Like, I gotta know, Allie, when you pick up the gas tank with the thing hit, are you like, are you thinking at this point, like, I have a loaded gun in my hand?
Yes.
Is it gonna blow up right now? What the hell's gonna happen?
It freaked me out. I was like, I picked it up. I'm like, oh my God, it's locked. I'm like trying to get it off real quick. And I'm like, who would do that? And then thank God it wouldn't shoot gas until I hit unleaded. You know what I mean?
You lucked out.
You gotta feed the machine first. You did luck out there. And whoever, you got to be more careless at the pump, you guys. You're going to kill Allie.
Yeah. And that's what they want. So don't do that, okay?
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Never seen it. Nope. Just found it so strange.
Yeah. Until now, careful at the pump. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.